the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is a Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, you and I talk about trends a lot on this podcast. And don't worry, folks, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl, and we're going to break down all of the enormous amount of props they can wager on in regards to the big game as we get closer to it. But I do want to address one of the trends. You know, we talk about betting overs with Gonzaga. We were talking about, you know, taking Iowa on the spread until that disaster happened in Iowa City against Indiana. And we've talked about the Drake, though they've been on pause. They're undefeated against the spread. Well, the flip side, there is a full fade that is going on right now in the SWAC. And it involves Mississippi Valley State, the pride of Rafael Palmeiro, Jerry Rice. This is one of the worst teams ATS on the season at 3-10, and they are getting obliterated. They're losing by like 40, 50 points pretty much every single time they go out. They're number 357 out of 357 in almost like every category imaginable in terms of the advanced analytics. And tonight, Mississippi Valley State's going up against the vaunted Texas Southern squad. And Texas Southern's laying like 24.5 in this one. I'm going to fade. I'm going to follow the trend because the Valley is that decrepit.
It's not the same, though, when it's Mississippi Valley State. Like when we were fading Washington, you know, we're fading big time schools. Brad, you're digging through the weeds. You're finding that team that we can throw some money on because they suck. I'm proud of you for digging this one up, man, because sometimes bettors need to go off the beaten path to find the way to cash a ticket. Well done.
Hey, man, I'm trying. So Texas Southern tonight, we'll see if the trend continues of futility for Mississippi Valley State. But I think Southern's going to cover that 24.5. And look, if you want to get in on that action, you want to get on any of the action available right now, do so at DraftKings Sportsbook. And Pigskin fans, the moment that you've all been waiting for all season is right around the corner, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you got to do is get your share of these huge prizes is to enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction contest. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you can win the top prize of $1 million. So here's what you got to do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Enter the $55 million Super Bowl Prediction Challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. So use promo code FTN now. That's FTN now and enter the free $55 million Super Bowl challenge only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. With that, let's get to Monday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's go ahead and start things off out west in a rematch from just a couple of days ago. Arizona State going up against Arizona in the territorial battle. Hopefully this one will be closer than what we saw on the football field earlier this season. It was like 70-7 finish by Arizona State over U of A. But, U of A did get a tip in at the buzzer in Tempe in this first matchup back on January 21st, and I think it's going to be tight once again. I'm going to take the Sun Devils here, plus the 5, Lundy. Again, it was an 84-82 finish just a few days ago. Akinjo for Arizona in that game, setting the pace with 24 points. The Devils right now sitting at really a very unattractive and unexpected 1-4 record in Pac-12 play, but they've had 3 losses by 6 points or less. They got to limit the second chance opportunities because that's where Arizona typically feasts. They generate another chance, an offensive rebound on 35.2% of their Pac-12 possessions, and they got to match
threes as well. ASU shooting just 32.7% along the arc, but Arizona giving up 36.9% in that category. Attack the glass, draw contact, get to the line, where ASU generates 21.4% of their points, and they were 21-29 in that first game, and I think they keep it nice and snug for the second time around. So give me ASU plus 5, fade or follow.
I will follow on this one, Brad, but it's fascinating because this line actually started at 7, then came creeping down. Now it's sitting at 5. So a lot of folks expecting the Sun Devils to keep it close, and that maybe that 1-4 conference record is a little bit of an early season blip, and they're hoping that Arizona State can turn it around. So I'm going to follow you on this one. Hope that those seniors on that Sun Devil roster can use some of that experience to be able to keep things close with Arizona. But this one's getting tight. Going to be a late night in the Pac-12. Let's see if ASU can hold on.
Go Sun Devils, go! And don't draw any tees, Bobby Hurley.
Number 4.
All right, let's stay out west. Let's go to Sin City and talk about Utah State and the Running Rebels of UNLV. And I'm going to lay the chalk here with the visiting Aggies at minus 5.5. Look, the Aggies really pin opponents to the court, giving up just 0.790 points per possession. That's number one in the Mountain West. Also number one in three-point percentage D and two-point percentage D, giving up just 28.4% and 39.9% respectively. Utah State, they get a ton of second chance opportunities at second chance dance at a 38% clip in Mountain West play. Ashworth, Anthony, and more specifically, the ball-headed bomber Brock Miller, they're going to unleash from outside as UNLV, one of the conference's worst in three-point percentage defense, giving up 37.8. As long as Nemias Keita can stay out of foul trouble, neutralize the paint, because that's where UNLV generates most of their points, and Utah State limits the turnovers, which have been problematic at times this season, I think they're going to win this thing by 8+ going away. So give me Utah State minus 5.5 there at the Thomas and Mack Center. Fade or follow.
I'll tell you what, Brad, here's the magic number that we found, 74. That's the magic number. UNLV is 0-6 when they allow 74 points or higher. They're 5-0 if they can hold them under. Guess what? They're not holding Utah State under 74 tonight. This is going to be a loss for UNLV. It's just a matter of by how much. So, yes, I will follow with you. Let's give up the points. Let's follow Utah State that has been really a pretty good basketball squad out in the Mountain West. People not necessarily talking about them, but they will be if they keep up this play.
Go, Aggies! Take down those Rebs!
Number 3.
All right, let's go to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house on your favorite player props, whether in the NFL, the NHL, or the NBA. We're going to get a pick here for the association and tonight's slate here in a second. But again, use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house, just more or less over under. Again, on all of your favorite player props. Have an MKFing good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And who's going to have an MKFing good time tonight on the hardwood? How about the rookie sensation out of the University of Memphis? He was there just merely briefly because of controversy, but he was the number 2 overall pick, and that is James Wiseman, formerly of the Tigers and now of the Golden State Warriors. I'm going to focus on points, just 12.5, Lundy. That's it. And I'm going to take the over here against the Minnesota Timberwolves, who have been cute, cuddly creatures when it comes to defense on the season. You look at what Wiseman has done over his last 4 games, in which he's played at least 25 minutes. He's gone for 15, 15, 20, and 18 points. In the month of January, he's shooting 52.6% from the floor. I mentioned the T-Wolves and their forgiving ways. They are number 27 in adjusted defensive efficiency in the NBA, giving up 1.098 points per possession. And more importantly for Wiseman, a guy that really lives in the post, they are number 24 in two-point percentage D and number 26 in defensive rebounding percentage, which means Wiseman could clank one off the back iron, maybe collect his own rebound, kiss it off the glass for 2, and get you closer to that over and hitting 13 points. So the 7-footer, who's got athleticism oozing out of every pore, I love this line. It's way too low based on recency and based, of course, too, on the very attractive matchup. Vader, follow my over James Wiseman, 12.5 points.
Well, Brad, it all depends on whether or not Draymond Green's going to yell at him again and then get tossed from the game for yelling at his own teammate. No, I'll tell you what, I'm going to follow on this one as well. It's interesting because, you know, if you listen to the pod, Brad and I like to go with PRAs a lot on different players. This one I actually don't like his PRA. It's sitting at 21.5. To me, that's a little bit too high. I don't think that he's going to be able to pull it off. He's not a guy that's throwing around the ball as a big man from an assist standpoint. So the only way he pulls that PRA is doing it with points and rebounds. But I do think he gets it done on the points. I agree with you there. I think he can hit 13. I think it's too low of a number going up against Minnesota. I'd like to see his minutes continue to increase, and hopefully Golden State can do that tonight against Minnesota because of the defensive matchup that he can take advantage of. So let's get him up to maybe 14, 15 points and cash that over with Monkey Knife Fight.
Ah, the over is a very wise decision.
Number two.
All right, back to the college hardwood, and let's go out to the ACC in a game which is going to be played at a sloss pace, more than likely, because it normally is the case when it comes to University of Virginia basketball. The Cavaliers hosting the surging Syracuse Orange, and I'm going to take the visitors and the points here at plus 7.5 in this contest. Can U of A solve the zone? That's always the question that perplexes many in college basketball when going up against that 2-3 that Jimmy Boeheim trots out. University of Virginia, 37.3% of that team's points come from beyond the arc. Syracuse only giving up 25% along the perimeter so far this season. Gary Ayer versus Huff is going to be critical in terms of who's going to win that inside battle. U of A, number one in two-point percentage offense and defense in the ACC. So Syracuse got a lot of work cut out for it there in the paint. But Hughes, again, riding that confidence high. Winners of back-to-back contests. They're back at 500 in the ho-hum ACC. Alan Griffin, the Illinois transfer, has been a two-way player who has cashed some paydays here with his extraordinary play. He had six blocks over the weekend the last time out, taking the floor. So, again, in a game in which it's going to have limited possessions, if U of A cannot solve that zone, which can riddle teams at times, I think Syracuse will keep this thing close. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any stretch. So I think a five-point win for Virginia makes a ton of sense. Remember, over the weekend, they barely got by Georgia Tech, who I think right now is a little bit more inferior compared to Syracuse, especially defensively. So fade or follow the Orange and the points on the road in Charlottesville.
This is a rough one, Brad, because Syracuse, as you said, a couple of nice wins, a couple of covers for them. But prior to that, they had failed to cover the spread in 5 of 6 before that contest a week ago against Miami. So I'm going to follow you, but I'm a little more nervous about this one than you are, because Cuse just is not a covering machine. Let's hope this time they can keep it close in that snail's pace that Virginia likes to play.
Don't get squeezed, Syracuse.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's talk about the marquee matchup of college basketball on this Monday night slate. Texas Tech traveling to Morgantown to take on Huggy Bears Mountaineers. And I'm going to take the visitors here in Chris Beard. It's always wise to wager on Chris Beard. Plus the two. This could be a nail biter. It's going to come down to the waning moments. Maybe it's going to be another Mac McClung injected into your veins game winner at the buzzer. But, Tech unblemished on the road so far this season in true road games. I'm putting that in air quotes because what does that mean, really, in a pandemic time in which there are little to no fans at most venues? But they are 3-0 so far this season. Remember, they logged critical victories at Texas, at Oklahoma. The free throw frenzy that Tech can attract will be critical in this game. 24.3% of the Red Raiders' points come on the freebies. So driving and slashing lane, drawing contact, and then converting at the free throw line could push them over the top. Paint control will also be pivotal in this game. West Virginia below average inside in terms of two-point percentage D. Texas Tech, meanwhile, number one in the Big 12 in two-point percentage D on their own right, and they're near the tops as well in two-point percentage offense on the season. They got to prevent those carpet bombs from outside, does Texas Tech. West Virginia stroking it at a 39.2% clip. McBride has been money in the bank from outside, but Texas Tech defensively, of course, one of the standouts in college basketball, number 5 in the country on the year and adjusted defensive efficiency. So when push comes to shove, Beard will push the right buttons, and I think Tech will prevail. So give me the Red Raiders. Guns up, +2 against West Virginia. Fade or follow?
I will fade on this one. Couldn't kick off a week leading up to, let's see, what are we doing for the Pro Bowl? Like a water balloon fight?
The over. You know? That's what we're doing. We're doing the over on the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, whatever it is they're going to do since we're sitting here in the midst of a pandemic. No, I'm gonna fade you on this one, Brad. I think Tech's got a problem taking care of the basketball. Way too many turnovers that I've seen out of Texas Tech. If West Virginia can continue to force them to make those kinds of mistakes, I think they can take advantage of it. And therefore, I think this is going to be a great game. I agree with that. Definitely a marquee matchup in college basketball tonight. But I think what's going to happen is down the stretch, we're going to wind up seeing a shot go the opposite direction. And that 2 points is going to turn into, say, 4 or 5 as a victory for West Virginia. So I got to fade you, my brother.
Oh, yeah, it just wouldn't be right if you did a 5 for 5 follow on a Monday to tip off the week. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. You can follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNBets.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNFantasy.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.